Welcome to Investing in You, hosted by Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the crash of September 11th in writing in his newspaper column. Eric is the author of the book, The Pattern of Life, How to Make Money in Any Market. Eric is speaking on a cruise this June and invites you to come along to learn the two patterns that predict every market turn. Now, with his irreverent look at markets and money, here's Investing in You.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Investing in You. This is Eric Gemelli. I'm your host, and along with me is Christopher Smith, the Grand Poobah of Crafty Persuasion.
Good morning.
So again, we're coming up with fun names for him. Did you hear that intro? You know, I am the guy who predicted the market crash of September 11th using the two patterns that predict just about everything. In fact, just minutes ago, I got out of a trade, had picked the bottom of the market yesterday, and remember, I'm taping a week before you hear this. So got out of the market yesterday and literally got out today, so this morning already, and that's under 26 hours and picked up 100%. So we'll talk a little bit about that. Chris and I were at a seminar Monday, and it was about the four different basic personality types. So we're going to talk about that a little bit too. We have an interview coming up with somebody who was at a seminar that I gave last evening, and we'll hear just some of the impressions that they had as well. And then in the fourth segment, we want to talk. I'm kind of enjoying lately. We've been talking about wisdom, you know, a little. So the trading, the investing part that I teach, is a knowledge component, and so that's just a factor of wisdom. I'm sorry, of knowledge, and knowledge is a factor of wisdom. So it's really a couple steps down, but wisdom is the big picture. So Chris and I were at the seminar Monday, as I said. Ron Stickler is the guy who gave it. And as always, I think in the show, you're probably going to want a pencil handy because there's, you know, different web addresses and phone numbers and things. And I'll try to remember to give Ron's phone number later, but here it is now. It's 970-631-0188. And again, it's 970-631-0188. It was a really, and of course, I'm even introducing him to you because it was a great seminar. And let me warn you, when you call him, he had a heart attack, so it affected his speech. So he kind of sounds Slovakian or something, but the mind's working well, and he's got really good material. There's four basic types, and one, Chris is a trained psychologist. So, Chris, why don't you give us an overview of those four basic personality types? So everybody you know breaks up into these four. Actually, let me back up on that. Is it everybody period, or everybody sane?
Well, that's the theory anyway.
Okay.
It's a long, long-standing theory. It goes all the way back to ancient Greece.
So the vast majority of people you know, at least, would break up into four personality types, and this will help you speak their language. So, you know, if your priorities go to that Venus-Mars thing about men and women, mm-hmm. you know, if you're trying to convey an idea to somebody, use the language they understand. You know, I remember reading that book, and one of the sexes tends to say, "Could you do this?" And the other says, "I could do it." That doesn't remotely mean I will do it.
Or right. That's right.
So, you know, when they really mean, will I do it? You know, will you do this? So give us, Chris, the four basic personalities and I guess why they matter or how to speak to them.
Well, in Ron's model, you've got driver, analytical, persuader, and craftsman. There's other models as well. The DISC assessment, some of you out there may have heard about that. And I mentioned ancient Greece. It actually comes from Hippocrates, and then later Socrates, where they were talking about the four humors. Some people were sanguine, some people were choleric, some people were melancholy or phlegmatic. So,
speaking of phlegmatic,
yeah, that was intentional.
It was or wasn't?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Anybody who's taken a basic psychology class has heard about Myers-Briggs.
Right.
That's the same thing. That's broken up into 16, where each quadrant is broken and further broken down into four others.
Okay.
But basically, everybody can be...
That's the letters, right? T-I-F-J or something.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Everybody can be broken down into one of four categories, depending on two different scales. One scale is how people-oriented you are as opposed to how task-oriented you are. The other scale is how slowly you think or how slowly you are to change your mind or make decisions, as opposed to the other end, how fast you think, how quickly you change decisions, make commitments and whatnot. And that's how you break that down.
So how do people use this? So you have an analyst, driver. I suggested, if you're not driving, you might just make a little box right now. So draw a vertical line and a horizontal line, mm-hmm. where there's, you know, four quadrants then. So put an A up in the top left, a D in the top right, a P below the D, so that's in the bottom right, and then C for craftsman. Mm-hmm. And P was for persuader, and C is for craftsman, and that's in the bottom left. And so, Chris, you were saying if you're an analyst or driver, mm-hmm. so say that again. What does that mean about how you relate to people?
If you're an analyst or a driver, you're closer to the top of this chart, mm-hmm. and that means that you're more concerned with tasks and facts and figures than you are with people. Basically, okay. You're less of a people person, and you're more of a practical person, I suppose.
Well, and I'm going to be a little bit of both right now. I think mm-hmm. probably people, I went through that so fast, they might have to go back. So I always put the archives up on my website, market4caster.com. So mm-hmm. go to the audio tab and give us a couple days, but we'll have that back up. So you can review this. So people on the top, the A and the D, mm-hmm. are maybe more introverts. People on the bottom are more people, right?
The introversion, extroversion is actually left to right.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Drivers are extroverted. They just don't really care so much about what people think.
I thought the craftsmen were... Well, the craftsmen are people.
Right.
And that's on the bottom.
They're more introverted, though.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Okay, I see that.
But they're more concerned with people. Whereas the analytical would be that guy that's locked away in a... in a cubicle somewhere, doesn't have much on his walls, and just he basically makes decisions very, very slowly.
Uh-huh.
Because he's analyzing things. You've heard of the phrase analysis paralysis. That's the craftsman's creed.
So that,
or the analytical's creed.
And that's the tie-in to investing, which, you know, the show's called Investing You because we want to go big picture sometimes. Mm-hmm. And I think it's worthwhile just to know this. I've used it a couple times this week. And I, you know, only learned it Monday. So, but already, you know, I've found it applicable. But it applies to investing because sometimes people overanalyze and they never get around to making a trade.
Right.
So yesterday I was quite frustrated. I had a feeling that the market was about to bottom. I got in a little bit early because I had an appointment with my son and three different appointments for my car. So. You know, and then on top of doing business around it. So I had a lot going on and just said, it's close, I'm getting in. So it wasn't perfect, but as I said at the beginning of the show, I literally got out minutes ago with a 100%. I doubled my money, even though I got in at an imperfect time. So I think the analyst would overdo it and say, oh, it's not the exact right time, I'm not getting in.
Right.
And totally miss the opportunity. Because
not only that, but they're really horrible risk takers. And right. they don't want to pull that trigger because they might, if they just wait another couple hours or another day, maybe that would be better. And then
right.
the paralysis sets in further and they never actually make a decision. And unfortunately, when they finally do get around to doing it, it's often too late. We talked about that in one of the earlier shows.
Yeah.
Letting fear and... trying to mitigate risk too much, you end up making
Whole group of people that get in at the end.
Right.
And I think, well, I was going to ask you, but I'll just throw in my two cents first and you can chime in. I think what people love about, especially like engineers would fit into that analyst category, right?
Right.
So a lot of them, a lot of the analysts, analytical types, appreciate the patterns that I teach because it gives them an objective tool to look at markets and say, hey, wait, it just did that 5 and 3 Eric talked about. And so it's, you know, they're ready. It's ready to go. It's ready to turn. And then sometimes we are mistaken, but then we do it with limited risk, right?
Right.
So I'm afraid we're almost out of time for this segment, but I was just going to comment. I have a friend who used to be the producer of CSI Miami, and so he had to work with David Caruso. So, and I made the comment that David Caruso seems to be kind of a driver, and so these aren't good and bad traits. He said that you actually had to have that personality to get the show done. You know, it's like, come on, people, let's get moving. So,
can I be driven?
Exactly. So, folks, stick around. We're going to have the next segment is with somebody who helps, you know, businesses' websites be more attractive to Google. And so there's definite technical things that you can do to get more hits. So we'll have Claire and Todd on in just a moment. Stick around.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money, with a typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the Debt Avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com, then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com, 303-618-0096.
Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months, $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Supreme Lending is equal housing lender. NMLS 76047, 1670 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
You've heard the testimonials on this show, ordinary people making 10 times what mutual funds make. In his 72-page ebook, Eric Gemelli, the market forecaster who predicted the market crash of September 11th, in his syndicated newspaper column, teaches you the philosophy and techniques of professional floor traders. Follow the link on marketforecaster.com. That's market, the number four, caster.com.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back. We're on the line here with Claire and Todd from Little Raven Pictures. They're one of our show sponsors that, inaugural sponsors. So love to welcome them and want to help help you get to know them and what they do. We had talked about a couple things, you know, just in prepping for this. One is I was curious just how you two got started in video.
Yeah, thanks for having us on, first of all.
Yeah, thanks so much.
Yeah, I got started in television in '92. I joined the military straight out of high school and worked first for Air Force Combat Camera, where I got to learn television, shooting, editing, and producing basics. And from the basic courses, I got to eventually apply to Syracuse University and get some more advanced filmmaking and storytelling kind of skills under our belt so we could be better storytellers in the field when we're deployed with forward deployed units. So as Air Force Combat Camera, I kind of went wherever stuff was happening. Some of our guys went to Haiti and Bosnia and were always in the Gulf region, but I was really lucky. I got to go to northern Italy twice in support of Bosnia. So it was the best of both worlds. I got to do my job, fly in airplanes, be forward deployed with operational units, but I wasn't stuck in the desert, which a lot of my friends regretted having to go out there. You know, I'd rather hang out in the northern Italian Alps and stay out of the desert if I could. So
sure.
So I did 7 years of the Air Force. I got out, and right after I got out, I got picked up by a company here in South Denver called Rocket Pictures. I worked for a couple Animal Planet shows and got some really critical experience at the broadcast level. My show ended up with 100 episodes of shows about dogs. It was a lot of fun. It was called Breed All About It.
Oh, really?
I got to meet dog owners and the dogs and interview like a dog could smell cancer. We spent all day with the dog and did tests with the dog and just showed how the dog was a pet as well as a highly functional medical device at the same time. So
a dog like that.
It's incredible. I mean, there's so many things we don't know about dogs. Another Doberman Pinscher would sense when its owner was going to have epileptic seizures, mm-hmm. and would go over near the owner, and the owner would get the signal and would lay on the ground and spoon the dog and be in a safe position to have their seizure. So it was it was a fun experience. I got to go behind the scenes in all sorts of interesting, usually private environments, and bring my camera and crack open the story. But after my show was over, I began freelancing in Denver in 2001. I met my wife on an Animal Planet job in Santa Fe, actually. It's a fun little story that is a little too long for this interview. But
And by wife, he means partner. That's me.
That one. This one here. The wife and business partner. Sorry. I was a freelancer for a while. We got married on September 2nd, 2001, and 9 days later, 9/11 happened. So uh-huh. It was not the greatest time for us to be self-employed. But we found a couple solid clients in town and really began to make it work at the broadcast level on our own and not working for someone else. So today, Claire and I are partners. We're a great team. Claire is the business mind and our producer, and I'm what she calls the talent, the producer, director, and
Claire does the voiceovers because she's the voice that we hear on the ad. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
That's correct.
Right.
And I've actually one of my jobs in my previous life was actually in radio, and although I wasn't talent, I was a sales, a young sales buck, right out of college. They did like to use me for voiceover talent, so we figured we'd just take advantage of that.
Wait, if you're a lady young buck, isn't that a buckette?
Perhaps.
Okay,
I'm not exactly
that
sure.
Was Todd's fault because he said Breed All About It. So. And I skipped the obvious pun about learning on the fly while with the Air Force. So I just figured that might be too painful. We've got listeners with bleeding ears. So, hey, it is fascinating, but I want to talk a little bit about video, too, because the reason I invited you guys to be part of on a business station and a show, you know, that talks to business owners is because of how effective business is video is in helping websites get found. So tell us a little bit about how that works.
Sure. Well, you know, we all of us as business owners hear a lot about search engine optimization, and obviously the analytics that go into that through Google are complicated, and that's not our specialty. But where we fit in is that the formularies that help you come up in the rankings are also based on video content on your site. So in order to improve your search engine results, you need video. That's the bottom line. So we are here to help you translate your business personality and whatever that message is that you want on your website to help drive that search engine optimization up.
Well, and that's part of why I wanted you guys to come on the show, too, is so people got to know your personality. I think that comes out, you know, in an interview like this. I asked people to grab a pen and paper earlier in the show. Why don't you give your phone number twice? Because people are probably sitting there realizing, oh, that's what I need.
Absolutely.
I need this.
Our phone is 303-618-0096. That's 303-618-0096. You can also find us online at www.littleravenpictures.com. And we're on Facebook and LinkedIn as well. So reach out and check out our work, and you can see some of Todd's, you know, flight footage, and you can also see some of the business products that we've been working with other business clients around town, like Super Credit Union and a financial planner. Colin Geiger's done a handshake video with us and gotten some great results from his video.
Well, and I've seen some of your work too, which is why I asked you guys to do my training video. So I'm looking forward to finishing that project.
No, we're going to make you shine.
All right. So I have, if people missed any of that information, I have all of their contact info on my site at market4caster.com. So you can always find it there, and we'll try to get the phone number again before the show's over, before the segment's over. So real quick, probably people don't know, the steps of creating a video. So walk us through that quick, and then we probably need to give a basic idea of what to expect for, the cost of production.
Sure. You want this clear, or you want me to handle it?
Go ahead. You can do a basic.
Okay. I'll just run you through a basic example. Usually someone approaches us and says, hey, we need your help. So we find out what your messaging is. We sit down with you. And, we're going to sit down as many times as we have to without charging you hourly or for every FaceTime meeting. We're going to get you exactly the product you want. So, and for instance, Colin Geiger, the financial planner on our channel now, he had a unique message for a financial planner telling you that you and your money are not your money does not determine your value as a person. He separates your identity from your financial wellness. So mm-hmm. You can separate the emotional burden from the actual messaging. So he approached us with a message. He and Claire sat down, and Claire fine-tuned what he wanted to say. He had a 4 or 5 minute script. Claire cut it down to, I want to say, what was that, 240, Claire?
It was about 240 in the end, yeah.
Yeah, so we got it cut down tight to where we kept it conversational. He wrote down all the verbiage he wanted, and we had him read it out loud, and there's some parts that were clunky and not that smooth, so we smoothed them out and made it more conversational. We got the script tight and approved, got him to rehearse it and feel comfortable on camera. After the script is approved, we know pretty much the whole scope of the project, and we have a tighter estimate on where the costs are going to come from, so there's no surprises in that either. So script's approved, budget's approved. We will go and shoot your messaging with a couple cameras, tighten up your story to be the messaging you want it to be, and we'll figure out where we can go and cover up pieces of the message with pictures that help support the messaging. So ultimately, the entire process, you're in control. We're your facilitator to help get your message out, and we're not going to let you make any mistakes or make yourself look silly. I mean,
and the product is going to be professional broadcast level. I mean, that's the great thing about us is we love working with people that aren't professionals, but helping them look professional.
Yeah, we're down to about 1 minute. So, what is there a ballpark? I think you guys have a special going on. That's advertised.
Well, what we do, there is, production it hinges on, cost always hinges on a bunch of stuff. But what we like to say is we want to bid on everything. Bring us your idea, bring us your budget, and we will help you to the best of our ability find a way to help you and find a product that fits your need and your budget. We do have a special offer for first-time clients right now, and that is it's a half-day shoot and the post-production, the edit that Todd's talking about, and we actually deeply discount that so that your first video investment goes as far as we possibly can.
We've got about 30 seconds to wrap up. Go ahead.
So that makes it a $1,700 value out the door. So
yeah, that's fantastic.
So for a $1,700 investment, you can boost your SEO just like that.
And not only that, you're refining your marketing message. So I think a lot of people don't even know that. So anyway, you two, thank you for coming on. Give your phone number just once here. I think that's all we have time for.
Sure. Little Raven Pictures, 303-6.
Did you know most home foreclosures could have been avoided with another $250 per month of income? And most bankruptcies wouldn't be necessary with just an extra $500 income per month. If you've been looking for a fun business that really works, where you can create a reliable residual income with a proven program that includes step-by-step training and support, and is a business you can work part-time or full-time, that is also risk-free because it has a money-back guarantee, then please call Rona Smith at 719-440-1286 for more information on how she created an extra $5,000 residual income per month working from home. That's 719-440-1286. Or check out her website at workingfromhomeandlovingit.com. That's working, no G, from home and loving it, no G.com. Working from home and loving it.com.
Hi, welcome to Lube and Latte. How can I help you?
There's a funny sound when I start my car. Can you check it out?
Oh, sure. Would you like a latte while you wait?
Sounds great. Wow, a real espresso bar. You don't ever mix up the coffee and the oil, do you?
only once, but the car ran great.
This is a great latte.
Oh, thanks. It's from a local roaster, Novo. We'll get a look at your car right away.
Lube and Latte, Denver's only full-service garage and espresso bar, located at 26th and Kipling. We are family-owned, ASE certified, and do repairs, big and small, on all vehicles, makes, and models.
Well, we found the noise. Your belt was loose. We tightened it up and did a complimentary inspection. You'll probably need new front brakes in a few months, but otherwise, your car is good to go.
Thanks so much. You guys are great. I love this place.
You're going to love Lube and Latte, too. Make an appointment today at LubeandLatte.com. Lube and Latte. Cars and coffee done differently.
As a certified master coach, Wayne L. Anderson's goal is to help you uncover your true business and professional potential. His objective is to help you lead a professional life worth celebrating. Wayne's primary focus is to assist you in making radical improvements in your career as a leader and or professional. He'll provide you with support and guidance as both your leadership and business coach, and will assist you in removing the obstacles that stand in the way of you achieving your goals. Whether you want coaching to help you achieve a specific outcome or wish to enhance all areas of your professional life, Wayne L. Anderson can help you get there faster. For more information on his services or to schedule a consultation, contact him today at 720-472-9291. That's 720-472-9291. Or visit www.CoachWayneAnderson.com to learn more.
Thinking of buying or selling a home? Mary Strange with Keller Williams and the Strange team sells homes faster for more money. Lots of realtors say that, but Mary brings in a professional photographer and a professional stager when necessary. The result is homes sold in an average of 45 days. Listen to Dr. Dale Baird's testimony.
I have a very nice home built in the early 1970s on 0.6 acres, but had some problems and previous agents just couldn't get it sold. As a matter of fact, they pretty much threw their hands up and was recommending that I just get rid of the property, which meant I most likely would have had to come to the table with some cash. Luckily, I found Mary Strange of the Strange team. Not only did I not have to do expensive repairs, she found a nice young couple wanting to start a family that fell in love with the house. They purchased the house, but I actually made some money on it. Thank you, Mary. I can't thank you enough.
For a free market evaluation, call 303-668-5205. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Hi, folks. Welcome back. I really enjoyed that interview with Claire and Todd from Little Raven Pictures. You know, they gave a good example of some of the personalities that we were talking about in the first segment. There's a lot of business owners who are craftsmen, and, you know, they aren't necessarily skilled at the marketing piece. So they talked about kind of interviewing people to see what their skills are, what, you know, what the deliverable is, and what your audience thinks it is might be different than what, you know, you think you're providing. So that's a helpful, service. So we have on the phone Michelle, who apparently is getting into her car because I just heard car beeps. So Michelle was at a seminar last night, and she's a new client. Say hi, Michelle.
Hello.
Yeah, thanks for joining us today. Last night I had a seminar that you attended, and you were just visiting an additional time because you had a friend attending. Tell us, just so as a new person to this process, the one that I've been talking to people for the last couple months, what is your observation? What's your experience so far?
Well, from the seminars, and I've been to a couple of your seminars to get an idea of the way that the commitment that I would have to make to myself to be able to do the process. My husband is does trading for us. However, I wanted to learn on my own how to do my own trading. And so with your guidance and your newsletters, I had the tools for me to learn it, gather the knowledge, and also set up the risk management so that I'm not losing, and I have guidelines that I, you know, can use, which is extremely helpful.
Yeah, I think a lot of people appreciate that there's 10 rules around the trade. For instance, I applied one of them today. Pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered. So you and I were together last night for the seminar, and I commented that I'd gotten into a long position. I was betting on the S&P rising, and I actually got out of it. I texted you this morning that it was doing pretty well, and I did pull the plug on that. So in less than 26 hours, I made exactly 100%. And that, that must seem novel. It may be even hard to believe for people who are used to having to spend a whole year to try and make 10%. So literally that's 10 years worth of simple interest returns in 26 hours. But again, that's what I teach people is, you know, when to get in and then what to do about it. What have you seen Michelle?
Well, I know that when we met about a month ago, we were talking about gold, and we had a conversation about gold and where it was in the market. And then when I came to see you again, I had paid attention to what gold was doing, and it did exactly what you had said it would do. And so it gave me confidence of what I was looking at and what you were teaching and putting it all together. So I really appreciate that.
Yeah, just so people know, we primarily trade stocks and something that trades like a stock called an ETF. But we'll occasionally I'll watch things like gold and just, you know, there's opportunities, you know, all over, so we might as well go hit them. So last night you had a friend at the seminar. I saw you guys talking afterwards. What was his take?
Well, he had been trading on his own, but he would win and, you know, he would lose money. And what I had told him about was the guidance of being able to have a plan to look at the patterns and make a decision. And he completely understood what you were teaching last night and explaining the patterns. And so he walked away very excited because with those tools, he could be a lot more successful in what he's currently, you know, doing, because right now he doesn't have that confidence and the risk is really high to him.
So we spent about 90 minutes. That's what a typical seminar is. And in fact, we're going to offer another one May 20th in Longmont. The doors will open at 6:15 and will begin precisely at 6:30. But so people could come to that. It's going to be $99 for a couple, so they can pay cash or check. But they could also bring three real silver dollars, not the, you know, real silver. So they can do that as well. And I also do offer a money-back guarantee on that. If they go through the whole seminar and they walk away thinking, no, I didn't get my money's worth, then I'll just hand them back whatever they had paid me. So that's June 20th. It's a Thursday, right? Do you happen to know, Michelle?
Yes, that is a Thursday.
So Thursday, and the address is 450 Main Street, and that's downtown Longmont. So that'll be a good opportunity for people to get a firsthand view of this. And I'm literally going to teach three of the most important of the seven market forecasting pieces that people have to know. So John was watching that last night, and after he saw these patterns, didn't you feel like the light bulb went on and that he saw this happening in his own life, you know, in his own sales?
Oh, yeah, exactly, because he was asking if he does some other things, and he's like, is there patterns to everything? And with your book, The Patterns of Life, it is true. If you just take the time to document it and acknowledge it and follow the patterns, you can have a little bit more predictability of what to expect to make decisions.
And didn't he see that, though, in his own sales? So as he sells some advertising to realtors, I believe.
Yeah, internet advertising for realtors.
And I believe he said he crushed it. You know, he just had his best month ever.
Yeah.
So there's an ebb and flow just in markets, and there's an ebb and flow in life. And he observed that just in the short time that we spent together, he could already see that his own life was working that way, where it would he'd move forward, have a good month, and then fall back because, you know, mentally he knew he wasn't going to starve the next month if he didn't. But people can use this information then to then, you know, accelerate and lengthen their good periods, because if they're aware of the traps that they fall into, then they can do it. So, of course, it applies to life, but we apply it primarily to the market. So, Michelle, do you remember when I was doing your training? And so right now, I do training one-on-one with people. I did that with you. The previous segment was with some videographers who are recording my training sessions. So then when I get too busy, it'll end up being a download or a DVD or something that people read. But do you remember we were talking about the market getting poised to fall?
Right. Yes.
Right. And so that was roughly 2 weeks ago. And then, so what happened in the market?
It fell.
Yeah. Do you remember how much? Were you paying attention to the points?
No, I wasn't at the time.
It was somewhere north of, it topped out at over 15,500. And then it fell to, I've got my charts open right now, 14.
Actually, now that you said that, I remember it was like, 14,890 or something like that.
Yeah, so we're looking, right, so it's better than 600 points. So that creates a pretty good opportunity. So I had a couple different positions working, I'm kind of embarrassed that it was so little. For me, it was, one position made 30.9%, the other made, I believe, 35%. So, and that's strategies that I teach people too about laddering in and out, and based on different fractals and things that we see. So sometimes these patterns extend, for example. So, but then just yesterday, again, our lives touched each other because you attended the seminar, and I had pointed out, hey, even though my life was very busy yesterday, I had an appointment with my son and three different car appointments, managed to pick I got in the day the market fell and I got out the day it was turning and reversed position and went long. And as I said earlier, just 26, what was it? Less than 26 hours, I believe it was, picked up literally 100%. So that's the key to this. Now, talk to me about the time that you anticipate spending watching, charts and things. Is this something labor intensive? We're down just a minute or two, so just quickly, how much time are you wrapping up in?
What I do is I'm tracking it, and so I know my highs and lows in the open, and then based on your newsletters and your refresher courses, I'm learning to look at the patterns, and so if I'm doing trading by the day or by 30 minutes, I know approximately when to start looking for that. So I think that I'm only spending, probably 15 minutes in the morning and 15 minutes somewhere else during the day if I'm waiting for a move.
Right. So, and I think, you're new, so you're going to find it's more entrancing right now. You're going to find at the end of the day, you can do that right brain exercise I gave, in 2 to 5. So real quick, okay. We're down to about 30 seconds. Would you recommend then to people listening to attend that seminar?
Oh, yeah. If you are looking for a way to make money and to expand what you currently have, and you're open to the trading industry and taking the time to learn it and take responsibility for it, I would say coming to your seminar is the best thing I've done to take control of my own finances.
Well, perfect. I'm going to have the information on my website under seminars, market4caster.com. Stick around.
Get the perfect fusion of performance, styling, and technology at Prestige Audi, where our passionate Audi staff will provide the quintessential car buying experience and put your pulse in drive. Discover why more people are leaving BMW, Mercedes-Benz, and Lexus for Audi than ever before.
Now lease a 2013 A4 Premium for $299 a month for 42 months, $58.92 due at signing. Visit PrestigeAudi.com for details.
Prestige Audi of Lakewood, the cradle of acceleration.
At Supreme Lending, our phones are ringing off the hook with people wanting to save money by refinancing. However, the question we get every day is, how long does it take to close a refinance? Our goal is to close your loan in 15 days or less. If you're in the market to refinance, call our office today at 303-242-5222. That's 303-242-5222. Or apply online at GoSupremeLending.com. Supreme Lending is equal housing lender. NMLS 76047, 1670 Broadway, Suite 850, Denver, Colorado, 80202.
You run a good business, but need more customers. Your website with video is 50 times more likely to appear on the first page when Googled. Little Raven Pictures creates video for Discovery, PBS, and local businesses. See their work at littleravenpictures.com. Then call 303-618-0096. For a short time only, Little Raven Pictures is offering a custom web video for $1,700. A 20-year history of professional work and happy clients makes them the right fit for your business. littleravenpictures.com, 303-618-0096.
Michael Jordan says, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. Colorado Financial Education helps you learn more effective ways to think about your money with the typical client saving at least $3,500 per year. We help people gain control of their money and get out of debt using the debt avalanche. We even have a money-back guarantee. Call us 303-548-9953. 303-548-9953. Imagine feeling hungry and knowing your pantry and refrigerator are empty, but you have no money to buy food. Sadly, 1 in 7 Coloradans don't have to imagine and sometimes worry where they'll find their next meal. You can help. Please consider contributing volunteer time and funds to Food Bank of the Rockies. Every dollar Food Bank of the Rockies receives becomes 4 meals for our neighbors in need, and 96 cents of every dollar goes toward food distribution. Learn more at foodbankrockies.org. Les Madsen is the president of Premier Financial Services Group and has over 20 years of experience in the financial services industry. Les' focus has been in retirement planning, helping businesses establish retirement programs such as 401ks and simple IRAs. In working with individuals, Les' focus is not only with wealth accumulation, but distribution planning and Social Security integration. Les can be reached at 303-843-6211, 303-843-6211.
Folks, welcome back. You're listening to Investing in You, and in the first segment we've started talking more about wisdom. And again, Investing in You is intended to be a broader show than just here's what to buy and sell. It's almost a lifestyle show. That's why we had on a matchmaker, for example, and we had an expert in GMOs. So King Solomon had said that wisdom has built her house, she has hewn out 7 pillars. And I read that back when I was in high school. And it set me on, something like a 30-year trip just looking for those 7 pillars. And as we talked about in the previous show, the first pillar is having awesome respect for truth. So people aren't, sometimes people are relativistic where they don't maybe even believe in truth, but sometimes there is something that's true. Sometimes things are just opinion, and I'm not talking about that. A lot of times maybe in politics there's a you know, one way could work or the other way could work, and it just comes down to preference. But if the author of life, for example, says, hey, this is the way it is, this is the way you got to do it, then, you know, we need to cooperate with that. So there's an implication that truth is often knowable. So the first thing is an awesome respect to live by that code, to say, here's what's true, and this is the way we need to go. Well, what does that take? That takes, the second pillar is actually listening to advice. You know, so, and that's problematic, right? Whose advice do you listen to? You know, kids are famous for listening to each other's, you know, their friends' advice, probably because they like it. Sometimes we need to pay more. My son asked me once, you know, should I do this or should I do this? And, really the answer was, well, whatever you want to do, it's probably the opposite. You know, what are your friends telling you? It's probably the opposite of that. But the bottom line skill is listening to advice takes humility. So think about, you know, teenagers, for example. You know, some of them, if they're 19, they're considered an adult for a year. But who has more life skill, the person with 1 year as an adult or the one with 30 years as an adult? So the person with 30 years probably on most subjects is going to have more insight. You know, the kid might on some. I've known, so I don't want to discount all the knowledge that kids have, because I've known high schoolers who know way more about cars than, you know, the ordinary adult. So, but there seems to be a kind of a progress that would, if you start with awesome respect for the truth, you grow in wisdom. And as you grow in wisdom, you become more humble. Chris, you were talking about the value of humility before. Did you have a thought to share on that?
The value of humility?
Yeah.
In what regard? I remember our conversation, but I'm well, no one clear as what you're
I'll
asking.
Finish my thought, and if it comes to you.
Sure.
Then. So awesome respect for the truth leads to more wisdom. More wisdom leads to more humility. And if you're you know, as your humility grows, I find that people listen more. And then as they listen more, maybe they become more accepting of the truth. So we were talking about one thing we were talking about is the psychological aspect, which is what you're trained in. What's it called when people don't believe what's true?
Ignorance? Well, delusions.
Well, both, right? Right.
But then what I was saying earlier was what is true. And that's, like I said, that's a philosophical can of worms. You can ask six people to describe the same situation, they're going to say the same thing or have different perspectives, different truths.
I've sometimes wondered if people actually see different things. You know, particularly with maybe between gender differences, and maybe that would explain why, you know, so go back to our fourth show. We had a scientist in here, a science professor, who explained that we live in 12 dimensions, but our senses are aware of four. Well, who's to say that we're seeing the exact same four? I don't know. It's just something I wonder about.
I've often wondered that, whether or not we see the exact same colors. Yeah. Is my brown in the grain on this table here in the studio the same as what you see?
Right.
So it's possible a matter that it's of different. Perspective. Is truth like that?
Well, it's just one way of explaining why people have such different takes on things. You know, some of it would just be life experience. Mm-hmm. You know, difference between, say, conservatives and liberals. You know, they would have a worldview shaped maybe by their parents or experiences as kids. Or,
right. Their own formative decisions.
So, but there is places where people just ignore what's true and they believe what they wish were true.
Yeah, it's called the ghetto.
Do you want to elaborate, or are you just making
no,
a joke?
Just kidding.
Okay, so, well, take the GMO thing. I actually commented on that. We had a GMO expert call in. He's one of the top people in the country, and he used to advise Congress. You know, the man has a PhD. He's familiar with all the like relative science, and then this one lady who reads information on Facebook took exception with him. Well, who knows? Maybe she's right. But she wasn't even willing to listen to, you know, what he was going to say. So, and that's maybe a good mm-hmm. example of being humble enough to listen.
It's also a good example of the driver personality we were talking about earlier.
Yeah, good point. So people, so go back to the first segment. If you didn't hear, there's four basic personalities, and we talked about this guy named Ron Stickler. In fact, why don't I give you his phone number again if you meant to call him. Let's see, where is it? 970-631-0188. Once again, 970-631-0188. So we were explaining there's four personalities. One of them is analytical, one of them's driver, one of them is a persuader, and one of them is a craftsman. So the driver just tends to get single-minded, and probably a lot of people in their life, you know, point out that sometimes they get tunnel vision.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I meant to get to when we were in that first segment was it seems like our biggest strength is often our biggest weakness, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that drive that makes them so productive also just really offends a lot of people because they tend to run people over.
And they tend to run over cliffs, too.
Exactly. So they crash and burn. Any great examples you want to share?
Can't really think of any actual driver personalities. Are actually quite rare, but it would be if you could imagine your typical 100% business doesn't care about the opinions of other people.
Or maybe even the truth.
Or maybe even the truth.
I'm thinking of one person that we both know that sometimes things get stretched in order to make the sale.
Right.
Some of that's desperation, I think, but some of it is...
ethics.
It's an ethical question, but that's what I'm pointing out, that a driver may, not always, but may cut some corners when, you know, the goal is, hey, my goal is noble, so...
The goal is primary. All their considerations, particularly the feelings and opinions of other people, are secondary.
Exactly. So, and that would be a cue. So you can tell drivers, partly by their dress, aren't they? Don't they often dress more practical?
To the teeth.
Yeah.
Usually, yep.
What, they dress up really well?
Extremely well-groomed, very nice Italian suits.
Okay.
Black sports cars.
Not red ones. That's a persuader.
That's more of a persuader. More flair. Yeah.
Because, again, they're people.
Right. And they do care about what other people think.
So I circle around to the idea that with awesome respect for the truth, you're going to prioritize that over... making ethical questions like we just discussed, or just like that lady we were just talking about, focusing on what you wish were true. And then I think probably both political parties are guilty of that, wouldn't you say, Chris? You know, where
they both lost their way, absolutely.
So, you know, we have our opinions, but you know, we don't want to get bogged down on that. But here's a question: would listening to the truth bring you more peace? Probably. So what did I do? You know, how is it that I made 100% in less than 26 hours? Well, I applied true principles. There's probably a lot of people out there who haven't really gotten to the place of accepting that the stuff that we teach, these two patterns that predict every turn, you know, that it really works. So anyway, you might consider, you know, have a visualization of maybe a head with very large ears on it. So just picture that in your mind. So that's a right brain exercise. And sometimes I do those when I teach investing too, that there's a left brain process, but there's also a right brain process that I teach. And so anyway, folks, love having you here with us today. Hope you got good value out of it. And I have somebody whispering in my ear here. Hope this was useful. We'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Investing in You with your hosts, Eric Jamelli and Christopher Smith. Investing in You is a show dedicated to educating and informing the investing public. The ideas and opinions stated on the show are for informational purposes only. Investing in You, Eric Jamelli, and Christopher Smith are not investment advisors or broker-dealers. We cannot and do not give investment advice. The stock market carries risk. You could lose some or all of your investment. We suggest you contact your personal investment representative or call Les Madsen to discuss suitability for your individual investment. Contact information for Les and all of our show sponsors is on market the number 4